Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, time for our Friday bonus meditation. We've been talking all week on the show about how to keep our heads when we're in the midst of major life change, which at this point in human history, we all are. One of the feelings we can experience when things are shifting in ways that are out of our control and scary, one of the natural feelings is anxiety. And so Joseph Goldstein has a meditation specifically designed for working with anxiety. Before we dive in, I just want to say that on Thursday, October 1st, from 7 to 9 Eastern, Joseph Goldstein, Sharon Salzberg, and Sebane Selassie and I will be doing a live stream event. It's a benefit to support two great meditation organizations, New York Insight Meditation Center and Cambridge Insight Meditation Center. For more information and to register, you can go to nyimc.org and search for events. We'll put a link in the show notes. Here's Joseph.
Hello, this is Joseph. In the midst of big life transitions, it's not unusual for different and sometimes difficult mind states to arise. Maybe states like doubt or uncertainty. Or we may be feeling worry or anxiety or fear. Sometimes it's obsessive planning that takes over the mind in times of these transitions. Mindfulness practice can help us work with these different mind states and emotions and help to keep the mind open and spacious in these transition times. So we'll begin by settling into the awareness of the body posture, to sit and know you're sitting. You may feel the sensations of the body breathing. Opening to different sensations in the body. And staying alert and mindful for the arising of thoughts or images or emotions. And pay particular attention to the feeling of doubt or the feeling of uncertainty that may arise. Reminding yourself that it's okay not to know. If you begin to experience feelings of worry or anxiety or fear, make them the object of the mindfulness, the object of meditation, where we open to these feelings, even though they're unpleasant. We open to them with mindfulness and with awareness. A worry feels like this. Anxiety feels like this. Fear feels like this. Can you stay mindful of all these different states? Not getting lost or carried away by them, but simply seeing them as different thoughts and emotions arising and passing away in the open space of mind. Becoming mindful of these mind states and emotions helps us be with the many transitions in our lives. It helps us be with them with greater balance, with greater equanimity, with greater ease. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, connecting again with the world around you, and paying attention to all of these various emotions that arise in times of big transitions, and realizing that we can practice with them, both in our formal meditation and in our daily lives in the world. I look forward to seeing you next time.
I really hope you enjoyed that meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I really could have kept that going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. The price you pay for your subscription supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these skills of mindfulness, which can be life-changing. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anybody who's new to the app. To claim your discount, visit 10%.com/extra. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/extra. If you're an existing subscriber, we thank you for your support. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.